Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Well, our civil liberties are always in the news, you know, when people are invading our privacy, whether it be with red light cameras or security cameras elsewhere or looking at our phone records or whatever, under the guise of like the Patriot Act or Homeland Security or keeping us all safe. And the question is always like, how safe do we want to be? How much freedom are we willing to give up? Yep. Like if you live in Singapore, it's one of the safest places in the world.
Is that right?
Yeah. But there's cool. A reason, because the police are basically fascist, and, you know, okay. they put up with nothing, like nothing. And they'll cane you.
Okay.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Don't cane me, bro.
Well, there's a new Supreme Court ruling that says that if they arrest somebody for a serious crime,
mm-hmm.
now, obviously, you're guilty until proven innocent. But if you're arrested for a serious crime, they can DNA swab you right then and there. They can just take out their Q-tip and get some of that DNA.
Hmm.
Is that a bad thing? On the one hand, I think it will free an innocent man before he ever goes to prison. You know, if they go in and they look at it and they go, okay, we thought he did this, but that DNA doesn't match up. Let's let him go. On the other hand, is it an invasion of your privacy to have your hair ripped out? You know, a follicle of your hair,
is that right?
Taken or
my hair.
Mm-hmm. a swab taken from inside your mouth mm-hmm. or whatever.
Yeah.
And it brought me to that. I know a girl that works for a big corporation, and they used to have random drug testing
okay.
where they would say, you're up, come with us. And you would walk with them and they would say, we need you to go to the restroom. And you would say that, you know, the girls or the guys would say, well, I don't have to go right now. You'd be like, well, wait here until you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so unproductive because they'd sit there half the day. You know, the only time you can't pee is when you're told you have to.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So they'd sit there for half the day. So Genius Corporation came up with another plan. A lot of corporations are doing this now. They will just knock on your cubicle, walk over and say, hi, drug test, open up, and take a Q-tip, swab the inside of your mouth, and off they go.
Wow.
And if that tests positive for drugs of any type,
mm-hmm.
And they'll do that with a hair follicle as well.
Hmm.
Is that an invasion of your privacy? I don't know.
Not to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm good with
it. You ain't doing nothing wrong. Nobody,
yeah.
nothing bothers
right.
me.
You come follow me pretty much all the time. Now, don't test me for
Is that the rule?
Since, don't test me for vodka.
Is that really the rule we want to live by? Since you're not doing anything wrong, they can have any part of your freedom they want?
Yeah, I mean, if you're performing.
Any part of your freedom.
Dude, they take it anyway. Dude, we've had this discussion about all the cameras all over the freeway, the streets.
Yeah.
You know, the surveillance cameras inside business. You're being watched all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so what are we really giving
well,
up?
Well, the question is, by who? Who are you being watched by? And are they people that have your best interests at heart? That's mm-hmm. all it comes down to. Right now, it works out great because we know they're using it for good reason.
Yeah.
You know, we know they're using it to catch the Boston bombers.
Right.
But I wonder how those two misidentified teenagers feel about security cameras.
Well, that wasn't
when their pictures are posted all over the world.
But that wasn't the FBI. That was just the website that put it out. I forgot which website it was.
Yeah.
But they apologized. They said, we're deeply sorry
for sure that. I'm sure that makes them feel much
right.
better
yeah,
now,
I mean,
that,
but...
now that they've been branded as terrorists for the rest of their lives. That's awesome.
No, just for that one day, once they come out, you know, the news, all the CNN will say they're innocent. So people know they're innocent.
I don't think you'd be happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
No,
happy
I wouldn't
about
be innocent,
it,
but obviously you're not a terrorist for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
If they walk around the street, people are going to see you and be like, dude, you were the one that they thought were, yeah, that's crazy, huh? But they're not going to say, you're a terrorist.
I think it's going to be more of a, that guy looks familiar. Okay, he's in here for a job. Wait a minute. I think that was one of those bombers.
You remember that? If you saw them, you would remember them.
No, I probably wouldn't.
See, it goes away. Yeah.
The bad part is it doesn't really do anything to deter the criminals.
No, it's good. It's good for after the fact.
It's just it just bothers some of us that don't really have anything to hide. You know, it doesn't bother me personally, but sometimes you know it's like you have to weigh the good and the bad in the situation.
Just because you don't have anything to hide doesn't mean you don't want to hide anything.
No, I understand.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what makes your personal life and private life your own.
Yeah. You take away that in our society, and we've got a whole different society working here.
Right. That's fine, though.
Where no one's ever honest about anything.
For the most part, nobody's really going to see what you're doing out on the streets. I don't have any problem with the cameras on the street because they're not really checking them unless they need to check them.
All right. How about you're a Verizon subscriber?
Yeah.
And the government's just announced they're taking all call records
for
every single Verizon subscriber in the United States. And they are examining every call you've made.
Okay.
Cool with that?
I mean, I don't really care. I don't see why they need to, but sure, go ahead.
How about when you call that escort service? Not you, but you call that escort. It's legal,
right?
But you call that escort service.
What are they going to call it, that guy's wife and tell her, hey,
I don't know.
We were going through your husband's records and he called an escort service. Just thought we'd let you know.
Who knows what they're going to do with it?
Right.
I don't know.
Well, they're trying to track down the killer of that hooker.
Right.
Exactly. Maybe they are. Yeah. Maybe
so
they
are. It could help solve a murder.
Kelly, are you still playing Candy Crush on your iPhone?
I deleted it.
You did?
I deleted that app. I think it's still there. I could pull it back up if I wanted to, right?
Yeah. I've had the
app. But from right now, it's not there for me to tap onto.
How much was this app?
I'm a fanboy of Apple. I have been forever. And I bought the first iPhone the day it came out. And I've had an iPhone continuously ever since. I've downloaded one game in my life. And it was because I was babysitting a kid. And I needed a game to distract him. You play lots of games on there, don't you?
No, not really. No. I go through phases.
Yeah.
For the longest time, I didn't have games on my phone because I didn't want my daughter to, you know, take my phone and rule it. I needed my phone. So when Auntie Crazy got her an iPad, I felt free to every once in a while maybe download one. And everybody was talking about this Candy Crush game, and I didn't know anything about it, didn't know what it was, and I heard it was the number one app in the world.
Wow.
And so I was curious.
Never even heard of it.
Candy Crush.
Okay. It's $1.
It's a couple bucks, $3 maybe. Yeah. But every time you run out of lives, you can wait and let your thing recharge and give you more lives, or you can go online and buy another set of lives. You could buy 5 more for 99 cents.
Okay.
But that's when you're in the groove, you're like, oh, I almost want it, I almost want it. I over and over, 99 cents, 99 cents, 99. You get so frustrated. And finally, there was one level I couldn't get past. I was so angry. I was like, for 4 days, I couldn't get past this level. I was like, blankety, bang, 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 bang. I'm wasting my life. Blankety. I was so mad. I just deleted the whole thing. And people keep trying to send me lives. I'm like, you keep your lives. I don't want your life. I'm done. Done with Candy Crush. I can't get the striped candies. I can't get the little candy chocolate balls. You don't even know.
Shut up.
And you have to, that stupid chocolate that multiplies, you have to get rid. It's
all
so hard. You have to delete, destroy all the chocolate before you release the caged candies, or the chocolate starts multiplying. You can't destroy all the chocolate if you don't have the special striped candies.
Why is the chocolate got to be multiplied?
Stop the madness.
You can't.
Stop the madness. Kelly, Kelly, you know you're only here on this earth one time.
Right.
YOLO.
How much of that time are you going to spend?
No, JC. That's why I deleted it. It was a. It became a problem.
How much time per day or in total, however you want to put it, did you spend on this Candy Crush game?
I couldn't tell you.
Was it more than 24 hours?
Total?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Kelly
before
is right,
I deleted it.
We got on a plane one time going to a kids trip, and Kelly had never played
Angry Birds.
Angry Birds.
And it had been around
ever.
For years. I'm like, I don't,
but
I know
for the
me.
Next.
Oh, that's when all the kids are like, Kelly, can you come?
No!
No!
No! Angry Birds!
My Angry Birds!
No, that was you.
But yeah, you got into it,
that
too.
That was you.
But she'll not do it, not do it, not do it, and then she does it. You know? I mean,
and then I'm hooked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I had to delete. I had to do that with Angry Birds. I had to do it with Plants versus Zombies. One night, I was so convinced I could get past this level. I looked over at the clock.
Oh, my God.
And, oh, my God, it was time for me to go to work. Right. I was up all night playing Plants versus Zombies.
Who has been more judgmental about gamers than this lady right here?
Me.
But I realized the problem and deleted it.
Yeah.
I realized the
it
problem
is a life suck.
Until the next one.
But so is Facebook. I mean, at least it's not just a game, but Facebook's a life suck.
At least there's some kind of interaction going on, some social interaction. With this thing, it's just like you're just being anesthetized. You're being hypnotized, basically. You're just wasting
time. But people
time
are like
life.
Telling me, well, I'm on level 172. I'm like, well, how'd you get past level 70? I can't get past level 70.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
Man, you got a problem.
What do you think is the secret to getting past level 70?
You have to destroy all the chocolates before you release the caged candies. If you release the caged candies before you destroy all the chocolates start multiplying, and then you're done. You're just done.
Wouldn't you hate it if you handed it to one of us and we passed it like no problem?
You
wouldn't.
I don't think I've never played any of those games. Now I'm kind of intrigued.
Isn't this funny? I'm on here talking about the high concept loss of our personal freedom to government, and Kelly's buried in a game called Candy Crush for hours. And
that's what she does.
Well, maybe that's the problem.
What was that?
Maybe that's the problem.
Mahjong.
That we're all just so hypnotized by stuff that doesn't matter.
I get sucked in, but I know I have an addictive personality when it comes to that.
Yeah.
And I realize
you do,
my life is suffering now.
I'm not judging you. We all waste time on something.
Yeah.
Sure, right.
It's just a matter of how much time and what you're giving up. Like, Emma Kelly, leave me alone. I'm on level 68.
Oh, yeah. I've told her to hush. Because I need to get you're distracting mommy.
Does that make you a bad or a good mother?
Go read a book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't mom read a book?
Yeah. She does.
Because I can't
Get to level 72.
She can't get rid of the chocolates. You don't understand.
Well, you were—I mean, you were there back when the games were so like rudimentary and basic.
Like Pac-Man.
Yeah, I was there for Pong.
Not Pong. I'm talking about like
Tetris
and stuff.
I didn't do Tetris.
I was there for Tetris.
I like Tetris.
I missed that whole thing. Bypassed me. I didn't play any of those.
You're sure into it now.
It's just the ones on the little phone.
I'll tell you what my friends and I waste time on, and you probably see me when I'm holding up my phone at work. I'm Snapchatting. You know, all Snapchat, you can do 6-second video.
Yeah.
And the thing about Snapchat is it deletes, supposedly.
Yeah, right after the person watches.
So you can send a photo, you can draw on it. I guess it's probably meant for sending inappropriate photos. But my whole group of friends is on it. So we'll Snapchat each other all day long, and that's a time waster. And then an article comes out saying it doesn't delete forever. For $300, anyone can call and pay. You have to have the phone. But you can retrieve any...
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind when you're Snapchatting with a boyfriend, because he could technically get for $300, go back and use that to blackmail you.
I'm saying, when you said this came out, I said, how can that be? Because the FBI or whatever, when in a case of a terroristic bombing, they can go and find completely white, clean things and still pull stuff out of there.
Sure.
So, I mean, there's a way to get...
You're never fully deleted.
No. Exactly.
But you only think that if you commit a crime.
Yeah.
Then you know all your history is going to come back.
The worst is if you commit a crime and then all your naked pictures hit the internet.
Yeah.
You know?
All your Google searches.
So you're like a murderer with a muffin top in that photo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you're posting naked pictures of yourself on Snapchat, you better abide by the law.
What does that mean?
Because if you
don't break the law or the pictures.
Yes.
Yeah, you'll be naked on the internet.
I'm going to take that to heart, Kelly. Thank you.
Don't destroy all your chocolates.
Make a note to myself on my next naked Snapchat.
You guys are missing out if you're not doing Snapchat.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not doing it for that.
I don't have
it. But it's hilarious because you never know what's going to be there when you click on the screen.
Yeah.
What your friend has sent you.
Exactly. It's like that chat roulette. Thing. I don't want.
Oh, that's what Jenna called it.
Chat roulette.
I don't want to see a dude's thing.
It's something's gonna pop up on that screen for 6 seconds. And you don't know what it's
gonna
be.
No, I don't want nothing
popping.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
That awkward moment when you realize you're that guy. You're that guy in the shower. With a man groomer in your right hand.
Man groomer.
The Panasonic man groomer.
Where you...
Which was purchased, presumably, I'm going to go ahead and say, for nose hair clipping.
Okay.
But does so much more.
Oh, boy.
And
Do you use it on your face as well?
I should have never introduced it to the shower. Man. I do, but it has two heads on it. It's got the top head is for your face, and then you flip it over, and the bottom of it is for your body.
That's a pain, though, you know? I'm sure sometimes you just keep it on.
No.
Same way.
You should buy two and keep the attachment as is.
I don't like the mixing of facial hair and non-facial hair in my razor.
I never understood why boyfriends would get so mad when I use their razor.
We don't like that on our face.
Your razor was better than mine.
Yeah. So.
I always sort of just dulled the blade.
And I just wondered, like, when did I become that guy who cared about this kind of thing? You know, it's. I talked yesterday about putting on, like, a moisturizer and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's a new development.
Yeah.
But, you know, we talked about there's logical reasons to do that, so you don't look all old and stuff.
Sure.
But can you take it too far? Are guys taking it too far with their body image problems now?
Some are.
Isn't this a woman? Shouldn't women have the franchise on this?
Can't we have anything for ourselves?
It's the new world.
Do we now have to be all... insecure about our bodies like you guys are typically?
But we don't want to be the guy with hair growing out everywhere.
Sure, there's a happy medium, though.
Yeah, you don't want a carpet on the chest.
Yeah.
All right, let's see who's on the phone. Hello?
Hello, Kid.
Is this Kenzie?
Kid?
Yes.
This is Kenzie, a.k.a. Cool California Mom.
Oh.
And I'm married to J.C.
No. Oh, this is a Kenzie impression.
A good one.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's real Kenzie.
Oh, is it? No.
Yeah, because I'd recognize that voice anywhere.
Well, Kenzie, what the hell?
I thought she might be a little busy, so I thought I would call in for her.
Okay. What do you want to say about your husband, JC?
Enough said.
All right, thank you. Enough said.
That's it?
What? That was a bit. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to give some intel on my grooming habits.
It was a good start.
Okay.
Was that somebody
Kenzie,
in the office?
Enough said.
Was that a dude?
No, that was a girl, Al.
Jessica.
Yes.
It's time to front out your man.
His issue isn't too much with primping. It's with diet.
Diet.
He's on a diet every other week. He has every dietary supplement known to man.
Yeah.
And he's always on the scale. And he's not even that big. He's 5'6", 190 pounds, so he could use.
He could drop a few pounds, yeah. Yeah, but he's all concerned about it and stuff?
Yes, all the time. He's like, oh, my God, I'm so fat. I look so gross.
Is he sticking to gender-specific diets for men? Because, Big Al, remember when you got into that French girl skinny diet? The skinny B diet.
Yeah, I was reading the book and everything.
You were microwaving fish in the office.
I mean, men and women are different. We have different bodies. Yeah. You know, different physiological differences
between us. It worked for a little while, as long as I stuck to it.
That meat was just calling you, wasn't it? Yeah, you had to get back.
Oh, man. Wow.
Thanks for the call, Jessica. This is Sarah on the phone talking about body image issues for men. Hey, Sarah.
Hey there.
Does your man really take 3 showers a day?
Yeah, he does.
Well,
why?
I guess he feels dirty after sleeping, and then he goes and works out and has to shower after that, and then he has to shower before he gets in bed so he doesn't get the sheets dirty.
Wow.
Wow. So does he say things to you that you would expect a girl to say?
Yeah, he stares in the mirror and then he calls me in, and he's like, am I getting fat?
He calls you in?
Yeah. Wow. He has me come in there. Uh-huh.
Does he ever say, like, does my butt look big in these jeans or anything like that?
Yeah, he's always talking about how it's too big.
Wow.
Does it make you laugh at him, like, with your friends, or does it make you love him even more?
I kind of laugh at him a little bit. I tease him to his face. I'm like, you're more worried about your body than I am.
Here's my question. If both parties in a relationship are insecure about their bodies and the way they look, who's going to build the other one up? I feel like that's my job in a relationship is to be like,
dang, girl.
Fat? Oh, my God. Fat? I was going to check you into an anorexia clinic. You're not fat? Oh, my God.
A little extreme.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
You got to go big. You got to go big. Go home.
You have to, yeah. Let's see. Do we have a caller?
Yeah, I don't think the shower thing, other than a little OCD, that's not bad.
Yeah.
A lot of guys shower. It's easier for guys to shower than it is for girls. Yeah. It takes us too long.
Hi, who's on the phone?
Hi, this is Tina.
Hi, Tina. Tell me about your man and his body issues.
My man, I love him to death, but he actually measures all his body parts before he gets dressed every day.
Come on.
He measures
all
of his... I kid you not. I couldn't even
you don't mean all of them.
In my dream. Yeah.
With a tape measure or the body fat thing?
Yes.
Which one?
He will measure his arms, he will measure his chest, and he will measure his legs to decide if it's boxes or briefs.
Wow. That's extreme.
That might be a winner right there.
Does he work out constantly?
He does, but not to where he's obsessed with it because he really doesn't want to be out there and be judged.
Oh, he's obsessed.
About that. But when it comes to clothing, that's the most important part. And he says, I can't fit in this. And he actually went to the extent of getting everything labeled like by measurement so that when he measures, he knows what to wear.
So he will measure. So he will measure the sleeve on a shirt and say, okay, this is 15 inches. Then he'll measure his bicep and say,
that day.
And
so
say,
he knows what shirt works with that size body.
That's very thorough.
Does he fluctuate in size that much?
Not recently, really. Like, when we first started dating, he was, but not recently. He doesn't really care too much about that. But, budget-wise, he decides, okay, I don't want to buy too much, so I'm going to stick to this diet. But I've actually moved to the kids' closet because I cannot dress around him in our, you know, we have a walk-in closet, but I cannot dress in there because he's like, I need to see everything.
Oh, my God.
Mm. Wow, that's a problem.
Mm. Sounds more OCD.
He's late for work, like, almost every day.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
How long does it take him to get dressed? I mean, that's like an extra hour.
It takes at least an hour and a half. It used to take an hour, but it takes at least an hour and a half minimum.
You must love him.
I guess I just smell my shirt and make sure it doesn't smell bad and put it on.
Yeah, but Tina.
He comes home and he says, oh, honey, I got a compliment today. He just lives for that.
You got a what today?
A compliment.
All right. I know you love him and everything, Tina, but I need to ask you this. If you could snap your fingers and he would become the opposite of that immediately. He would become like a Duck Dynasty guy that lets the facial hair grow.
Like a Steve Jobs. I just buy a wardrobe of black t-shirts and jeans. I'm
done.
Throws
on a t-shirt and jeans every day. Even embarrasses you at formal events because he won't get dressed up. Would you prefer that over what you have?
God, no. I actually actually like that, like when we go to the company party, that, you know, they're kind of looking at him like, wow, he looks good. He looks good.
Like he's really enabler. Together.
It's
yeah.
kind of boring because he looks good all the time. Yeah. It's almost boring.
I'm interested to see what this guy looks like when he's
Yeah.
I want to see his outfits.
Tina, do you feel pressure to take better care of yourself because he's so obsessed with it?
I do. I feel like I have to raise my standards. It's hard because I have three under three.
Yeah.
And
real
I don't
life.
Have that time anymore.
Right. Well, but he does.
Well, he looks so good, she can't resist.
It's a good thing he's still got all that free time. Thanks for calling, Tina. Hey,
wow.
Amber, we're talking about guy body issues. Front your man out.
Hi. Well, he has issues with food and his body hair and his body shape. He's a doctor, and so he does holistic medicine and nutrition, and so he's obsessed about... Our whole foods bill is ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, now, hold on a second, because in his defense, I would be concerned if he wasn't into that stuff, because that's what he does.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I have another problem.
Okay.
He's obsessed about his facial hair being absolutely perfect, his hair being perfect.
Wow.
His chest hair being perfectly trimmed, but he refuses to wax his back.
What a quagmire. You got this guy who's so into it.
Yeah.
But what he can't see, he doesn't worry about.
Pretends it's not there.
Yeah.
Right. And he's so obsessed with the fact that, you know, what I eat and how I look, because he doesn't want his, you know, I have to be perfect. He has to be perfect.
Yeah.
But the back hair thing, this should be a love letter to Kelly, because it's really affecting our relationship.
Aww. I get it.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? It's like, if he can't see it, then it doesn't exist.
Right.
It's like, how do I tell him? Okay, you spend all this time making sure your socks match, your shirt, and everything is perfect, but your back hair is, you know.
Yeah.
Man, my socks don't even match each other.
So he's Zac, right. He's Zac Efron in the front and Zach Galifianakis in the back.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
All right.
Yeah, hair doesn't bother me, you know. The guy has some hair on his neck or chest. I don't like the fully smooth. I like the man. I like the facial hair, but the back hair.
I like
hair,
the man. Yeah.
I like the man.
I want him clean, but like, get rid of the, go wax. Yeah. Go wax it off.
Something about the back hair.
Yeah.
And the amount of back hair you have is in direct proportion to how small a bathing suit you're willing to wear, I found.
Yeah.
The more hair you have, the tinier your little swimsuit.
That's a confident man.
I don't know how that works out.
Oh, yeah. All that testosterone makes them more confident. Yeah. Isn't that why they have so much back hair?
At least that's what I found at the pool parties when I worked at the Sizzler. That was the case.
They had a pool at the
pool
Sizzler?
No, at the Sizzler?
No.
The company party?
Amid would have one at his house, and all the guys would pull up in the Trans Ams, and then we'd all sit around and swim and admire each other's back hair.
Oh, the stories you've told about Amid over the years.
Oh, man.
Shout out Amid.
You should write a book. Me and Amid.
Amid started his own steakhouse.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
Out of business.
Oh.
Yeah.
Amid's Meat?
No, wasn't that.
Mm.
Who's this on the phone? Denise? Denise?
Hi,
you're on.
Hey.
Hey.
My boyfriend takes about 3 hours to shave his face.
3 hours.
Is he going hair by hair or something?
3 hours.
Well, he's black, so he has like kind of coarse facial hair.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he takes the first hour to make sure that it's all lined up against his jawline, like 2 centimeters, no thicker than that. And then, you know, he works on the little part that hangs off of his chin. He wants to make sure that it's kind of...
I have to tell you, Denise, in my personal experience at the gym and stuff, the most meticulously groomed men are African-American. They are.
Yeah.
I told you about the time the guy was in there and he's shaving his head in the in the restroom at Equinox.
Right.
And then he just decided to go ahead and shave his butt right there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe he was a swimmer.
I can't.
I don't care.
I can't do that at the gym.
I don't care what he is.
I'm going to shave my butt.
Anyway. I don't care if they find one hair on him, he gets shot when he leaves the club. I don't want to see it.
Was he dry shaving or were you by the shower?
No, I'm standing in the bathroom part with the sink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
4 sinks across.
Yeah. Why?
He's got shaving cream in one and he's put the shaving cream all over his butt. I didn't stick around to watch him shave
it. Why do you do it for him?
Yeah, you should have drawn a happy face on it.
So, Denise, you're not alone.
No.
3 hours.
Though. 3 hours to shave. Dang.
Yeah, and it's twice a week, so.
Whoa.
That means if he gets home from work at 6, you guys can't even do anything till 9.
Exactly. Yeah. That's our Friday night. Yeah.
Wow. At least it's only twice a week. He mentioned every single day.
How are you doing tonight?
Yeah. In the morning. Wow.
It's Q102.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Yeah, y'all.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
We're the show that has a radio show in the morning and then the TV show that's on at various times throughout the country, nationally syndicated by 20th Century Fox called Dish Nation. And we share that show with other radio shows across the country. You know, when we get a message on our Facebook page about our morning show, they're like, we love your show. There's always that, well, I wonder which one of us, I wonder if they're listening because of me or because of their big Al fans or their big JC fans or whatever. With Dish Nation, we have to wonder, do they love us or do they love one of the other shows on there?
They love like, the Ricky Smiley Ricky, show.
Like the Ricky Smiley show or the Heidi and Frank show.
Right.
So I got some Twitter messages. And I just went ahead and printed out the ones that I'm pretty sure are about us.
Okay.
Think, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. Let me read some of them to you here.
All right.
Morris says, y'all is off the chain, yo.
That's definitely us. Yeah.
Ross says, they be breaking my ribs with laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Joe says, yo, warn a brother next time I spit coffee all over my laptop, yo. See?
Yeah, that's about
that's definitely right a there. Kid Craddock fan.
Yeah, it could be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Camille says, I know what he trying to say. Beyonce should pay you to work for her and give to charity. LOL. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
A big fan of ours.
I don't think we did that one.
That was
enough.
You got me laughing so hard. My little brother just called me the human washing machine. You cray. That's for
human
Kid Craddock.
Washing machine. Sure. Human
yeah.
That's for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
How about, you fools is hella funny.
We'll be talking about everybody, maybe.
Yeah. Hella is a California term.
Mm-hmm. Hella, yeah, Northern California. Yeah.
Now, I apologize to Ricky Smiley for not reading any of the tweets about his show, but these are all about us, and we just want to get them out there.
Yeah,
here's one. My fav show, Dish Nation. I love Dish Show. Always HV me busting up on day one.
Have me. Always have me.
Have me.
Have me.
Okay. HV. You have to learn to read tweets.
Yeah, and a lot of times people, like, what? You just eliminate the H.
Yeah.
Because W-H-E. There's just not enough room to fit in everything you want to say.
You cannot make fun of people for not using proper grammar on Twitter. You just have to,
I write
have to
that.
Be concise.
I actually write that way a lot because I think I sound hipper.
Love the straight up check yourself before you wiggity weave yourself.
See? Right.
That's for us.
That's Kelly got weave
because I'm
week.
The only girl on Dish Nation rocking a weave. Everybody else is 100% natural.
Kelly misbehaving said, y'all just made me spill 23 cent worth of Kool-Aid. Thank you to all our huge fans.
I like that she knows
Dish Nation.
How much worth of Kool-Aid?
Yeah, right.
You know what I look at it though, honestly, because I've had since I think you're referencing people that like the urban show more than ours.
I'm saying that not one of those messages has it. They don't even know we're on.
No, they do. Because I mean,
they look at us like commercials.
I mean, I've had actually a lot of African Americans approach me and say, I like your show more than the Ricky Smiley show, but they're really funny.
Oh, wow.
I have, but I think it's cool because it's kind of like, you know, when we're talking to someone opening up for Taylor Swift and they say, I'm getting a whole new demo.
Yeah. You're getting different
people.
My own friends like Ricky Smiley shows better than ours. I mean, that's let's just be honest.
Okay, I know, yeah.
My own friends are like, I watch Dish Nation, but I fast forward till I get to Ricky Smiley.
I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there. I watch Dish Nation, and I fast forward to Ricky.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah,
yeah.
So you know, what
truthfully, that man is a professional comedian. He is a genius at the craft, and so I'm really curious to see.
Wait a minute,
kid.
He's a professional stand-up.
Kid was too.
Well, right? Ricky still does it though,
he still
right?
He has another TV show.
But I like. It's curious to see.
So 60 weeks at the Comedy Store doesn't do anything for you at all.
Oh, kid has mastered his craft.
But it's interesting to see a take that they will take on the same story. If we're given the same story, I was like, wow, I never would have thought of that angle. You know,
right.
It's educational.
I just like seeing Gary with the tea. I like his shirts.
There you go.
I'm just offended. I'm just offended. One black listener asked if we would close caption our comments because she can't understand what we're saying. That's so rude.
No.
It's not nice.
Not nice.
Come on. We're trying. We do all talk at the same time sometimes.
We do.
All right. Finally, we have a winner in the Powerball. By the way, Dish Nation is on a lot of Fox stations and some non-Fox stations, and it's on twice a day in a lot of cities. We just found out that we are the number one show in our time slot in New York City. How about that?
How cool is that?
Give it a row.
We beat out like the 6 o'clock news or something.
Oh,
that's crazy.
That's both.
You know how that goes. Like,
that's complimentary and also a little disturbing.
Well, you watch the news, you know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Somebody got robbed.
Sometimes, you know what it is. I swear, I come in here some mornings, I look at the news, I say, once I'm out of this job, I'm never watching the news or pulling up a news website again, because every day it's a baby's dead, somebody's
dead,
murdered, somebody, and I'm like, why? I can't read another story. I read a headline.
And we do news.
And I can't even open the article.
It has
it's
no
so
context
upsetting.
To your life at all, none, except to make you fearful.
I said I'm going to be the most uninformed person on the planet the day I'm off the air. I'm not going to know what's going on.
We're hard-hitting journalists on Dish Nation, kid.
Yeah.
I mean, how would you live if you didn't see those Australian dogs driving cars?
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
I watched that.
For how big Kim Kardashian is this month.
Or when a guy talks his girlfriend into jumping off the roof into the pool and she lands on her feet and breaks both her feet.
See, that was a PSA right there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was public service.
All right, let's talk about what we didn't talk about on Dish Nation, which is Florida's lottery winner has finally stepped forward. The largest sole lottery winner in history, this Powerball that got up to $600 million or something like that.
Yeah.
So she's chosen the lump sum, and she's finally come forward. It's been, almost a month?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we all kind of assumed, being Zephyr Hills, Florida, it's probably going to be an older person, and we were correct.
I thought, though, that it could be an employee at Publix, the grocery store where it was sold or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was so funny in that town, because the next day, if a guy didn't come to work, guaranteed he's the winner.
Lottery winner.
Yeah. So they were thinking that all this time, or somebody buys a new car in your neighborhood. Oh, there they are.
Yeah.
But the fact is, no one had come forward until yesterday. And finally, we know who won the Powerball.
$600 million.
But she's taking the lump sum. Out. Way less.
She's taking the lump sum. So tax-free walk-away money, never have to pay taxes on it.
Huge check.
It's all yours. $370
million. Wow.
Her name is Gloria. That's a clue right there.
I'm gonna be hollering.
Has anybody been born after 1980 named Gloria?
I'm gonna be hollering at Gloria.
I haven't met very
Gloria many. McKenzie.
All right, Gloria
is 84 years young.
That's all right.
I mean, don't you give up on buying lottery tickets after, you're 75,
who's buying.
Maybe?
That's who's buying.
I know, but that makes me mad, though, because it's like so many younger people could spend that so much better than she could throughout their lives. Shouldn't there be an age that you're no longer allowed to buy a lottery ticket and you're no longer allowed to drive?
I too am bitter about this. And let me tell you the main reason I'm bitter about this. Because she's an old lady, right? Good Samaritans everywhere should take a tip from this. She's an old lady.
Yep.
She's in line to buy a lottery ticket.
That was the twist I was going to tell you.
She's going to get a quick pick.
Mm-hmm.
She's standing behind this guy who sees this frail, cute little old lady. It says, "You go ahead of me." He was going to get a quick pick.
She got a quick pick.
No.
She better give him some of that.
That was a $370 million random act of kindness.
No.
Good Lord.
I would not be able to get out of
it. I want to find that guy and then kickstart him to $1 million.
No, give
this
him
guy
20.
We don't have 20. 20 from who?
No, she should give him 20.
No, she should. I would if someone did that for me, I'd give him 10 mil or something.
She's got to give him
If they can track down the legit guy and she literally is lucid enough to remember who he was and recognize him.
Yeah.
That is so sickening.
Mm-hmm. How about a surveillance camera in there?
How about a reality show called Find the Good Samaritan? And it's her and people who claim to have been the person who let her.
Oh, she'll get so confused.
Yeah, they do a lineup.
She's so confused. She won't know what.
They'll have the tape of.
They got to have a surveillance camera.
I hope so.
So she's the one that said, "I was in line and a guy let me go."
She's played this lottery 5 times. This is her fifth time.
My goodness.
And this man lets her, or a woman, it was a good Samaritan, lets her.
No, she says it was a man.
It was a man, lets her, feels bad for this old woman. It's a hot Florida day. You go ahead of me, ma'am.
She bought one ticket.
This is the fifth time she's played.
There would be no emotions attached to it at all. Not like I felt bad for her or anything. It's just like there's an old lady behind me. She's going ahead of me.
Yeah.
I don't care where I am or what I'm doing.
Right.
Whether it's a driver's license place or the grocery store.
90% of the guys around would do the same
thing.
Or people.
I do it. If I have a bunch of things and there's someone in line behind me with one thing, I don't care who it is. I feel bad. So I let that person go. So maybe she didn't have anything in the cart.
So he's hearing this story for the first time today as well. And he's hearing, wait a minute. That lady,
I let an old lady go ahead of me
at 3 o'clock that afternoon, which is when she bought the ticket.
Looks just like that lady, and I went to that store.
Oh, would you be sick? Sick would you be?
I would cry.
I'm seriously getting quivers right now thinking about it, trying to put myself in that position.
I would seriously just have the biggest emptiest stomach ever. Hopefully, I would cry.
Hopefully she'll give him a bunch of money.
I don't think that she's going to.
So.
I don't think she'll find him or try to find him. Or, like I said, if we can find him, let's put him up on Kickstarter and let's see if people just want to give. Let him walk away with 100 grand at least for
Something.
Being so nice.
Anything.
For being so nice.
Yeah.
$300 million for letting a lady go in front of you.
Yeah.
Oh.
And she's got kids. You know that son's looking over at mama. How you feeling,
hey,
mama? You still okay?
Yeah. You feeling really sick?
You look good. You don't need to take that pill.
I just
it's all right.
The flow, mama. Be
there's,
careful.
There's a lesson here, though. There's a lesson here that you never know what your tiny little gesture is going to do. Uh-huh. You never know.
It's like the butterfly effect.
It totally is like the butterfly effect. Starting the
Ashton Kutcher.
Changing the weather.
Mm-hmm.
One
mm-hmm.
butterfly.
Poor guy.
That dude.
I wouldn't be able to.
I can't. He'll be more famous than she is because she refuses to even talk to reporters. 84-year-old Gloria McKenzie.
I mean, is there the chance, though, that the number, since it is random, it could have just been different anyways, even if he had been there?
No.
Who knows?
Yeah,
no.
Because it's not already
set up. He would have been the next one. He would have been the next one.
It would have been the same.
No, there's no chance it wouldn't have been the same ticket. It is absolutely the same ticket. Because.
But it's random.
Because he would have bought it at that same time.
If he would have got a quick pick, if he just like she did, that would have been the set of numbers he would have got.
It was the next one in line to be printed. It was the next series of numbers to come out, randomly generated.
No, I choose to believe that. No, I mean, I really, you're right. Maybe that's what it would be. But I just think if it's randomly doing it right at that moment, maybe the numbers would have printed.
Well, then you need to talk to him to make him feel better.
Because I'm trying to make him feel a lot better.
The machine could be on a network around the country or wherever the Powerball is.
Well, of course it is.
So if somebody else in, I don't know, Detroit bought it.
Let's just say legally she's not obligated.
She's not.
Morally, it would be the right thing to do to break him off something.
If she doesn't give him any money, at least give him a little love.
Because technically,
something.
It's not like it's a scratch off that already exists. You know, it's a tangible thing. That would have been.
Either way, is
there any chance she's going to change her lifestyle one bit?
No.
She's 84.
She might buy like 10 more cats.
What? Yeah. What is she?
She's going to buy the nice diapers.
What is she going to do?
Go to Luby's outside the discount time?
Yeah.
I mean, what is she going to do different?
Get bottle service at Luby's.
Except her kids who never visit her are going to get millions of dollars.
Yeah.
I hope her kids visit her.
Get a better glass.
Yeah, that picture of her walk.
I didn't see the picture.
Well, we put it up. With her son. They look like the most miserable. Like he's here. Come on, mama. Come on.
Yeah.
And they don't look happy.
Well, I do like that they don't look like they were already wealthy.
No.
I mean, obviously.
They said the place she lived in for the last however many years is worth less than $100,000. It's really run down.
Now she's going to buy a Ritz-Carlton. Just live there.
Yeah.
I'll take suite number 7, please.
Yeah. Now it's just a whole hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Good morning.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
OCD stands for Obsessive Compulsive Disorder.
Yep.
And there's a lot of videos on YouTube that use this for entertainment, I guess. There's one with a mailman who keeps checking the mailbox on a street corner 1,000 times.
Yeah, it's funny for the first 200 times, and then it becomes heartbreaking.
You feel terrible for it. Is Janet Jackson in this camp? Janet Jackson, on a flight, sitting in first class, apparently spent a great deal of time, 40 minutes, spraying down the window, her chair, the tray table, the phone that no one uses, even the wall on a British Airways flight from London to L.A. last Friday, in front of onlookers, including Victoria Beckham, who was sitting across the aisle.
Wow. 40 minutes?
She brought antibacterial spray. She's pulling out tissues. She has like a whole kit.
Oh, I bet Victoria Beckham was livid.
Why?
All those tissues going to waste. She could have been eating those. Using to wipe up invisible germs.
Those could have replaced valuable calories.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah.
I don't think I've spent 40 minutes cleaning this year. 40 minutes on just a plane seat.
Well, I think it started out rather slowly with Janet. Back in the day, she was one of the first celebrities that started carrying around her own toilet seat.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we heard about
very
that.
Very weird at parties.
Yeah, and now it's just manifested. I mean, what did Joe Jackson do to these kids?
Oh, well, he ruined them.
I mean, seriously.
We know what he did to these kids.
It has to come back to daddy.
Yeah, but yeah, she apparently is suffering some major OCD. I could see, like, it is kind of gross if you think about it, that you're sitting in a space that was occupied by who knows who.
Right.
The last time, and nobody cleaned it very well. So I get maybe a 5-minute cleanup, you know, or wiping down or putting on hand sanitizer.
Right.
40 minutes.
Can you imagine what she does when she goes to the hotel? what she does to that bed and how long it takes her to clean that thing off.
Wouldn't you love to see a video of that?
I know.
I almost get that more. I mean, you're on like a little death capsule that's like a petri dish for germs for 10 hours. So no matter how much you clean, your
stuff is still
everyone.
In the air.
Yeah.
That's how I got that whooping cough. It was horrible.
It was you're in the germ tube, you know?
I don't care. I'd rather get something and die than wear one of those ugly masks.
What good is it to clean the whole area? Because when the guy next to you coughs, you're breathing it in.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, Janet just got married to that multi-billionaire.
Yeah.
Do you think the pre-bedroom activities involve this great preparation?
That would sting.
I'd be sleeping by the time she got in a bed.
Oh, my gosh. Why does she have to sterilize before they get busy?
Yeah.
Why didn't she just get her own, since she has a toilet seat, get your own plane seat? That way you can just arrive an hour early, have the crew come in and take the old seat out, put the new seat in. She's married a billionaire.
It is interesting. Yeah, she's married to a billionaire, and yet she's still flying commercial.
Yeah.
Well,
from
suspect.
London, many, many, many rich people will fly from London to the U.S. commercial because it's so cost prohibitive. It's just so expensive.
For a billionaire, it's cost prohibitive.
Yeah, well, it's, you know what? It's tough to justify no matter who you are or how much you make. I mean, you can fly from London to New York first class on any airline for about $6,000 round trip. The plane is about $100,000.
Yeah, but when you're a billionaire,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
$100,000 is like me spending $500 on a round trip.
Maybe that's how they got to be billionaires. It's not just what they're making. They don't spend it that fast.
Wouldn't she pay someone else to do it?
See, now you're onto something. This is going to catch on. And what we're going to see now is people are going to be bringing on plane. Celebrities will have their own first class housekeepers. You bring your own housekeeper on the first class.
Nice. I love it.
They don't sit with you, of course. They sit back and coach with the lowly people. But for the first 40 minutes, you know, she's got the little hat on and the outfit. And
what a degrading job just to follow them around and clean their stuff before they sit down.
On the plane.
Yeah. A restaurant, they should just carry it over in life. Just clean up before they do anything.
Cecilia, 36B, please come up here and wipe off these peanuts.
Miss Jackson, we out of Windex.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast.
A condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.